Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. Always a pleasure to visit with our friend John Walczak from the Kentucky Louisville Zoo. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you with us today. And you brought a guest with you this morning.
There she goes.
Yeah, she's making her way around.
She's Minnie the Hopping Wallaby. She's been hopping them around quite a bit this morning. Yeah, she's a wallaby is kind of the compact size in the kangaroo world. Mm-hmm. There's over 100 different species of kangaroos. There's tree kangaroos. There's tiny, tiny ones. Then there's wallabies, which are mini size, about a 25, 30-pound animal. And then there's a wallaroo, which gets about twice her size. And
then
the kangaroos, like the red or gray, they would look you in the eye.
Oh, really?
They're about 6 foot tall, maybe 150, 200 pounds.
That would be scary to me because she's got a lot of power.
Oh,
when
gosh,
she goes and she takes off, I tell you what, I need her to take me for a walk every morning.
Those rear legs, she would, they might even just, if they take off, they could drag you right along.
Oh, amazing. Just
she's
amazing. She really is. So cute, though. I posted her picture on our Facebook page.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got a picture of her.
Oh, yes.
She's wonderful.
Yes.
We have several wallabies that are part of our animal ambassadors that go out and greet the guests before they get to the zoo.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Neat.
Awesome.
Well, tell us about the Louisville Zoo. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, there's so much going on. Got to come on up and see us from Hopkinsville. We've got our 50th anniversary right now. As a matter of fact, I'm happy to come visit you all. We can bring some smaller animals if you like.
Oh, we'd love that.
If you'd like to have us come down and talk about your zoo and our first 50 years and where we're going in the future, we'd love to do that. We have a pregnant elephant. Mickey, our African cow, is pregnant. And fingers crossed, hopefully in July, we'll have a beautiful elephant calf. So we're excited about that.
Awesome.
And it's today, if you're driving east right now, keep coming to the zoo because today is $5 Monday at the zoo.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's our last one for the year, $5.25 Monday. You can come to the zoo. You get to enjoy our new exhibits, which we've just opened up, Snow Leopard Pass, which snow leopards are a beautiful leopard from the Himalayas, have the longest tail of any leopard in the world for their jumping capabilities. It kind of acts like a rudder. So we've recreated a village on the edge of the tops of the mountains of the Himalayas. One of the dwellings we created is our first pre-K classroom. So if you come on a weekend, we have classes through the week there, but if you come on a weekend, your young children, 6, 7 and younger, could go in and enjoy this room and all the special activities with a huge window that looks right out into the snow leopards.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, I know there's one place where they're walking above you.
Yeah, the
that
snow leopards.
That sounds cool.
Well, you know, your zoo was the first in the world to create choice for animals at that level. With islands that we opened up in the 90s, it was the first multi-species rotation exhibit in the world. Mm-hmm. Now with Snow Leopard Pass, the leopards can leave the exhibit and go into a passage out over the public walkway. And they could be wherever they want to be.
Oh, really?
If they want to visit you and they'd like your radio station logo, they could follow you through the park for a little
that
bit.
That is too cool.
And so it's a wonderful exhibit. Also, a new overlook into the snow leopards and the Siberian tiger exhibit. And then on up the hill by the African Outpost, which is our main restaurant that's themed as an African safari lodge, we expanded the deck with a beautiful thatched roof dining area. Where you look at our new primate exhibit. So we have, it's called Colobus Crossing, and it has colobus monkeys and red-tailed guenons from Africa. The colobus monkeys, it's about a 25-pound monkey with long black and white fur that lives up in the treetops. And then the red-tailed guenons have the red tail.
Right.
Then they have blue around their face. It looks like they have too much eyeshadow.
Oh, how cute.
But then they have the most beautiful white, furry, heart-shaped nose, which is they're stunning. And they're all these animals in their own are just brilliant and beautiful.
Just amazes me.
Yeah, exactly right. Times we've visited before, you love the zoo because Louisville Zoo is so neat. Your train, I guess your train up and going now?
The train is not right now.
Okay,
you might have heard we had that little subsidence event.
I knew you did, yeah.
A little bit of a sinkhole that we're dealing with. The only asset that we have, it was on an underdeveloped part of the zoo.
I remember that.
But the only thing that's close is the train track.
Okay.
We had engineers out last week looking at that. We want to try and get the train open, but of course we want to make sure everything's safe.
Right. So. I knew there's some talk about whether or not it would be able to open. So
yeah,
sure.
Now the carousel's running, the ropes course. We have a high adventure ropes course that you can go and hook on to a really awesome safety belay, which you could go wherever you want, where you want to go on it, but get your exercise that way.
Right.
And we have camel rides, we have pony rides, you can feed a camel, you can feed a giraffe. Every day we have 20 animal presentations where the keepers come out and they'll talk to you about an elephant or a polar bear or a snake. You take your pick. But we have 20 presentations. Come on out and relax and get to learn about this beautiful, magnificent, wild world.
Times we've been there before. It's hard to see it all in one day, though.
Well, I think it's just right size. You know,
yeah,
we actually have more acres in the San Diego Zoo, but we're only developed on about 90 to 100 of those. Mm-hmm. But you can take it in a day and relax and enjoy yourself. And it's a great place just to do exactly that. Go out with, forget about your problems.
Sure.
Come on out and relax and then learn about conservation science. And it's a great place for you to decide what you want your planetary legacy to be.
Very easy to find, too. Yeah, go ahead.
I absolutely love the zoo. Any zoo.
Oh, thank you.
I love the zoo. Just spent the last week, one day at the Nashville Zoo, and
you
have
great
friends there.
Oh, yeah. Rick Schwartz is the CEO there. He's a great friend. I am so happy for them because they are just, Rick's been wonderful. Their community's been incredibly generous, and they're doing so many new exhibits down there. I'm very happy for them, but they don't have a pregnant elephant.
I bet there's always a little competition there on what we can do.
Well,
friendly competition.
You know, one of the nice
good.
Things about all the accredited zoos, there's over 2,600 USDA licensed animal exhibitors in the country, but less than 10% of us are accredited, and it's a great group. We're collegial. You know, if another zoo needs something, if we can help them, we're there, and the same for us. It's a wonderful group of colleagues.
You enjoy visiting just up the road from us as well. Pennyroyal State Park, a favorite of yours?
Oh, I love Pennyroyal. That's one of my favorite family getaways. It's a great place to – I love going out there in a kayak and hearing the beavers flap their tail at sunset and watch all the birds fly in. Yeah, I love Pennyroyal. I love Lake Brashear, Land Between the Lakes. It's a beautiful part of our state.
Well, next time you're down our way, I'd love for you to come by, John.
Oh, thank you so much.
And bring animals, please.
Bring animals. If you don't want to, I'd love to get out there. And if you have any of your organizations in Hopkinsville, if they're looking for a speaker, they're getting a preview right now. Tell them all about their state zoo.
I think it'd be awesome.
Any Derby horses you like this year?
I usually wait till later in the week to make my pick. See what the weather conditions are going to be. See what the post positions are. Work too hard for that dollar. You know?
Oh, exactly. That is the truth.
Make a little donation to Churchill Downs.
Of course.
And
what a great asset. This Churchill Downs does a lot for the state, a lot for the community.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
John Walzik with the Louisville Zoo with us. Always enjoy visiting with John and his special guest,
Mindy the Wallaby.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Our Derby coverage brought to you this morning by Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, Herb Pace Furniture, Commonwealth Agri Energy, Heritage Bank, Broadbent Foods and Gifts, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, and Home Place Mortgage.
For Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts, live from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.